Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Well, we are less than 5 hours away from the start of Game 3 of the World Series. And for more now, we turn to Radio Boston's own Chris Sidorick. Chris, thanks for coming on this side of the glass.
Thanks for having me, Deb.
So, Red Sox are leading the Dodgers in the World Series 2-0. How have they been able to do this so far?
Well, if you remember a couple of weeks ago, you asked me what the key was for the Red Sox this postseason, and I said pitching, starting, and bullpen. And they have performed absolutely phenomenally, both the starters and the bullpen. The bullpen's been great. They've used some of their starters in the bullpen, which is a little unconventional. Chris Sale, their ace, was solid, but really the surprise was David Price. As of the clinching game in the ALCS Game 6, he had gone 11 postseason starts with zero wins, had never been able to win in the postseason. Threw a gem in Game 6 to finish the ALCS, followed that up in Game 2 of the World Series with 6 innings pitched, only gave up 2 runs on 3 hits. Absolutely great performance.
Okay, great pitching. How about hitting?
Yeah, this team has been scoring runs and actually scoring runs with 2 outs, which is hard to do in baseball. It's absolutely clutch hitting. 9 of their 12 runs that they've scored in the World Series so far have come with 2 outs. And out of the 11 postseason games they've played so far, highest ever batting average and on-base percentage with 2 outs and runners in scoring position. They did it again in Game 2 on Wednesday. They were down 2-1 in the bottom of the 5th, 2 outs, nobody on, not a situation where you expect them to score some runs. Dodgers starter Hyunjin Ryu loads the bases. Dave Roberts, the Dodgers manager, decides to pull him. He brings in Ryan Madsen. Madsen immediately walks in a run to tie the game, and that brought Sox slugger J.D. Martinez to the plate.
And now you go from Pierce to J.D. Martinez. After a huge year, flies one into right. This one will drop. Red Sox are on top. 2-run score. It's 4-2.
Really kind of an interesting choice there by Dave Roberts to pull his starter. He had been pitching well. Ryan Madsen had trouble in Game 1, so that's generated some second guessing.
Dave Roberts, familiar name, right? He used to play for the Sox.
I am so glad you asked me this because Dave Roberts contributed to the most iconic Red Sox moment of my lifetime, the steal. And anytime you can describe something with one word, you know it was a big play. So I just want to take you back to 2004 for just a second because why not relive that any chance we get, right? The Red Sox are trailing the Yankees 3-0 in the ALCS. Mariano Rivera, probably the best closer of all time, is on the mound. The Red Sox are 3 outs from elimination. So Mariano Rivera kind of shockingly walks Kevin Millar. The Sox put Dave Roberts in as a pinch runner. Everyone in the park knows Dave Roberts is going to steal second. It's the baseball move. Everybody knows it's going to happen. And sure enough, Sox third baseman Bill Miller at the plate. Roberts takes off.
Miller still waiting for his first pitch. Roberts is going. Posada's throw. Roberts, safe.
Now, the game should still pretty much be over, but there was just something about that moment. It was something magic in the air, and you could really feel it. Roberts standing on second. He's in scoring position. Bill Miller and the Sox, they still need to score on Mariano Rivera, which is not easy. He had never blown a save against the Red Sox in the postseason up to that point, but sure enough.
Up the middle. Roberts will come to the plate. The throw by Williams. Bill Miller has tied it.
So they tie the game, they go on to win it in extras, and then they win the next 7 games in a row, finish off the Yankees, sweep the Cardinals, and win the World Series. Break the curse.
All right, enough nostalgia.
Come on, I could do that all day.
Tonight, Game 3. Game 3 is tonight. How's it going to go?
Well, this is really interesting. Dave Roberts has made some fascinating managing decisions. He has basically played the lefty-righty matchup. The Sox first two starters were left-handed pitchers, so he benched all of his left-handed bats. Their 4 best home run hitters have been on the bench for Game 1 and 2. Sox have a right-hander going tonight in Rick Porcello, so those hitters will be back in the lineup. It'll be interesting to see if that makes a difference. The other uncertain factor here is J.D. Martinez has been on a bad ankle since Game 1. Alex Cora talked to reporters yesterday and gave an update on J.D. Martinez's situation.
We'll see. We'll see how he actually, he felt better today walking around. He got treatment on the way here. He's going to get treatment tonight. He'll get treatment tomorrow morning in the afternoon, and then we'll make a decision.
So that doesn't sound great. That's a lot of treatment that he just listed there. They haven't announced yet. I just checked a couple of minutes ago. There's still no decision on whether or not he's going to suit up tonight. It'll be interesting to see. They're playing in a National League park, so they won't have the DH. So it doesn't necessarily hugely hurt their lineup, but it would be good to have him in uniform and on the bench as a pinch hitter. He has provided 13 RBIs in 11 games this postseason, so he's definitely one of their most potent bats.
Okay. Radio Boston's Chris Sidorick, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.